A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Samach, Ksubas 68, pagination 119, starting from about a third of the way down in the smaller lines, the beginning of a line, Tanu Rabbanon, we learnt. Our Gemara is making reference to the responsibility of a woman to nurse the child as one of her responsibilities to the family. And the Gemara tells us, Yonek Tinok Vaholech, a child can continue nursing, Ad Esrim Va'arba'a Chodesh, until 24 months. And the Poskim say that this is actually recommended. Pesachei Tshuva writes in Simen Pei Aleph Tes Zayin of Yoredeya that there would be an isser, a prohibition, to wean the child before 24 months unless there's a reason. He gives an example, Ibur, if the woman became pregnant, or Ikuv, a different pressing reason why we would wean. But otherwise, the perspective of the Gemara is that it's beneficial all the way to 24 months. Mikan ve'elach, further than that, so the first opinion is ki yonek sheketz divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that it's improper, and it's like nursing from a non-kosher animal, so to speak. The idea is that a person is not edible. The meat of a person, flesh of a person, is not edible. And since that's not acceptable to eat, so nursing from it is like nursing from a non-kosher animal. Nursing from a camel, for example, would be non-kosher. And that's why this also is viewed on a level as non-kosher, even though intrinsically the milk of a mother is kosher, it's even pariv, and the child would be allowed to nurse longer than that, according to strict halacha, but the expression is yonek sheketz, that on a rabbinic level, it's forbidden. Rabbi Yeshua says he agrees with the concept of yonek sheketz, but he says the time period of allowing nursing is much longer. Afilu arba v'chameh shanim, even for 4 or 5 years of age, the child is still allowed to nurse. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch brings this and writes, 4 years is referring to a bari, to a stronger child, and 5 years would be for the weaker child who needs this added dimension of nutrition maintained, this better method of nutrition, I should say, for a longer period of time. Piresh, but he acknowledges that if the nursing was stopped, not because of the child got ill, so he wasn't nursing, but they stopped because they stopped. La'achar esrim v'arba chodesh, after 24 months, v'chozar, if you would continue as kiyonek sheketz, he agrees that in principle, it would be like nursing from a non-kosher animal. The Gemara now formally poses the question that we've been mentioning. V'raminhi, I'll ask you a question, skipping about 5 lines, the conclusion of the question, V'ein cholav mahalchei shtayim tamei ela tahar, the milk of the one who walks on 2 feet, referring to the human, the milk of the human is not tameh, but rather tar, it's kosher. So why are you concerned about this nursing even after the normative age? Likewise, 3 lines later, ve'ein dam al cheshtayim tameh, and the blood of the one who walks on 2 legs, referring to the human, is not tameh, is not going to be non-kosher. Intrinsically, fundamentally, it's not non-kosher. It's acceptable. And the Gemara answers, lo kasha, that shouldn't bother you. The resolution is, ha de parish, ha de lo parish. in one case where the milk was already removed from the woman, then a person is allowed to drink it, even if it's being produced at an older age. Hadalo parish. But if the person is actually nursing from the woman, that's going to be a problem after a certain age. Says the Gemara v'chilufa bedam. And it's exactly the opposite when we talk about blood. Kidetanya, as we learnt, dam shal gabe kikar, if you have blood that already separated, it's on the loaf of bread. A person has a wound, he just lost a tooth. So there's a wound and he's getting blood on the bread. So goruro, you have to rub away the part that has the blood, va'ochlo, and then you could eat the bread, but you can't eat it with the blood. Shebein ashinayim, but if there's blood still in your mouth, oozing, motzitzo, you can swallow it, you don't have to spit it out. Ve'ein achoshesh, and don't worry about it. Because intrinsically, the blood is not considered not kosher. Likewise, the milk is not considered not kosher. But it's chilufa. It's exactly the opposite in that in the case of nursing directly from the body is going to be forbidden at a certain age. But if it's already removed, then it would be permitted. Whereas by blood, if the blood is still at the body point, you'd be allowed to swallow it. But if it was separated from the body and already in a different location, even on the bread, certainly if there was some blood in a cup, that would be forbidden and it's considered actually a non-kosher item. Even though fundamentally there's no comment made about it in halacha, we don't do it, you're not allowed to do it, but it's not considered intrinsically forbidden. If I don't want to kill anyone's appetite, but if it would happen that human blood would end up inside a food and get mixed in, it's not intrinsically a non-kosher item. We don't have any mitzvah regarding it. It's simply not commented about. We consider it ethically wrong, but it's not going to be viewed as a fundamentally non-kosher item. It's perhaps a level of maris ayin besides everything else, but once something is mixed in, it's not noticed and would not have that prohibition. This is the way these halachas are brought in Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchas Dam, Simin Samach Vav Sif Yud, Dam Adam, blood of a person, in Pirish Mimenu, once it's removed from him, also Mishamaras Ayin, it's forbidden. Lefikach Im Nashach HaKikar, therefore if a person bit into a loaf of bread, Bishinov, directly with his teeth, V'yatzadam Mishinov, and blood came out, and it's now Al Gabe HaKikar, on the loaf of bread, Sorech Ligardo, you must remove it. Aval Shebein HaShinayim, but if the blood is still within the teeth, Motzitzo, you're allowed to simply swallow. And in Simen Pei Aleph, Sif Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Cholav Isha Mutter, the milk of a woman is permitted, V'hu Shepirish, provided that it's already been removed from the body, Kigon Shechol Vaso Lusoch Kli, for example, she milked into a vessel, Avogodal Hayonek Mishte Isha, but once a person is beyond nursing age, whatever that age we described is, if a person would then nurse directly from the woman, Kiyonek Sheretz, that's forbidden. Vayumakinos Omakas Mardus, it was considered a violation. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.